Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We were doing a thing on TikTok where we were given a celebrity associated with every county in Ireland, and we had to go from 32 to 2 final and then pick somebody. A lot of arguments took place. There was a lot of questionable comments, but we got there, and it came down to Garra Noone representing Mayo, Daniel O'Donnell representing Donegal. Fionnuala sided with Daniel, I sided with Garra. You're siding with Daniel O'Donnell.
A little bit.
I'm behind Mr. Noone.
If we come back to the celebrity part of it,
Garra Noone.
Daniel is transcending borders here.
Garra Noone, what? He's an international fan base.
But so does Daniel.
There. Have you ever seen Daniel O'Donnell eat a Freddo?
Since when is that any measure of celebrity?
Look, so you need to remember that part. Have you ever seen Daniel O'Donnell eating a Freddo? So what did we do to decide?
Back in it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Go. Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Yes! Yes! Come on, Daniel.
I have failed you. I am so sorry. Garra Noone. But he took it graciously and he said, if there was any man in Ireland I was to lose to, happy to lose to Daniel. No word from Daniel's camp.
Because the man is able to bask in glory. He knows it is his right and what he deserves to win that celebrity culling competition. I'm so glad he came through.
But there was then word from Daniel's team. I had a message on Friday. And can you imagine looking at this in a field at a Lecce picnic? Hi, I'm Daniel O'Donnell's manager. He has a video for you and Fionnuala. Let me send it through.
I mean, I'm thinking scam, likely scam text.
So I'd done a few checks with the one man that I'd know if this was for real, Miall Brennan, aka Donegal Daddy. He said, yes, I have got in touch with Daniel's manager, and Daniel's manager is now in touch with you. There's a video of Daniel O'Donnell. I've airdropped it to you. Are you ready to watch Daniel O'Donnell?
Oh my God.
Speaking directly to us.
Am I ready? So can I just say, the man is majestic even in video format from what I can see, as he sits on a step in front of the Daniel O'Donnell show background. Deep breath.
Three.
Can I hit play?
Two. One.
Hello, Dave and Fionnuala, it's Daniel here. I just wanted to say how delighted I am that I won the poll on your show there at iRadio. But now listen, I would have been quite happy to share the title with Garra. How can you pick between us? It's impossible, like. Anyway.
It's not, Daniel.
Or these Freddo bars are just great.
It's not.
Anyway, thanks a million, good luck.
Daniel O'Donnell eating a Freddo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, that is what we need. Oh, Daniel, what a legend. Like the smoothness with which he takes the Freddo from his pocket. How can a man look majestic even when eating a Freddo? I'll tell you how. Be Daniel O'Donnell. That's how you do it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that he seen me accusing him of never eating a Freddo and he was like, I'll show him. I'll show him.
Question, do you reckon he went into the shop? Or more likely asked someone, because he's, you know, he's too famous to be going in doing his own shopping, I'd say.
I know, he'd know about that man.
It's not that he wouldn't, sorry, but for Freddo purposes. Is that part of a multi-pack? Do you reckon he's another four Freddos sitting at home?
No, Daniel wouldn't be eating chocolate like that. The man is as fit as a button. He's eating salad, lean meats. He is a flyer, a showman. He just took one bite at the Freddo and he said to the team, take that away now. Take that away.
Daniel, we're delighted that you are delighted, and congratulations on your richly deserved title.
Can't believe. What a weird thing to boast about, but we're very proud. We made Daniel O'Donnell eat a Freddo.
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.